Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Today on The View from Wayne America, we're joined by Luke Virgil from Wayne Area Economic Development to talk about various things, I'm sure, as we always do. But the thing that's dominating everybody right now, of course, is COVID-19.
And, absolutely.
And you've been doing some work investigating what people can do and what resources are available to businesses in particular.
Yep.
So I might as well go ahead and get right into it.
So right now, state of Nebraska's best resource, and I know this doesn't sound like a huge resource, but because people are maybe forced to stay at home and not work as many hours, or they're outright being laid off at this time, the Department of Labor does have a couple of options to help people through this period. They have the unemployment insurance benefit that if you are outright laid off, you can apply for temporary unemployment insurance benefit. And the businesses will not be charged for any of those fees, because the way that program works, typically the business has to pay into to a larger state fund, and then that we as an employee get a benefit from that if we are find ourselves unemployed. Right now, the state is not going to require the businesses to pay for that at all. It's just coming out of the state fund. So that's kind of a nice thing that where your business feels like I'm trying to, help people, or I'm trying to help my bottom line, and then they're forced to pay this unemployment benefit anyway. In a typical situation, that's not the case. The state's going to pick up that tab. There's also the short-term compensation. And that's where if you've been reduced, I think like 10 or up between 10 and 60% of your normal hours, you can get some of those dollars back that would be your normal salary. And so we've got information on both those programs, the unemployment insurance benefit and the short-term compensation. And those are through the Department of Labor for the state of Nebraska.
So you have information at the office. You can tell people how to apply, who they need to go to, and all that.
And yesterday evening, we sent out a massive blast email, two of them actually. One was in regard to the Department of Labor programs, and I think we're also going to get a Spanish translation one as well from the Department of Labor, because we know that there is a large Hispanic population in the community that might be ESL or ELL, and they don't have the ability to just read the normal press briefing or the application material. So we want to stop by the office or call ahead, email us. You can reach me directly, lvirgil@wayneworks.org. Don't be shy to reach out to me directly. Otherwise, the info@wayneworks.org is always the general email at the office. We will get you the information, and they've got step-by-step explanations of how to do the application process, what information is required, what information is required from you versus what's information is required from your employer, just to help you get through this time, because we know it's rough. And if you get laid off, that's even worse in a bad situation. It's doomy and gloomy out there, to put it mildly. So that's one option that we have. The second option is through the federal government. The Small Business Administration has low interest loans that they offer for disaster recovery. And the state of Nebraska was authorized on Friday of last week to be included in the disaster declaration by the president. So that was an application made by Governor Ricketts to the federal level, and then the president has to sign off on it. And so Friday, Nebraska was approved as a whole state. And there are even some counties that border Nebraska in our neighboring states that are included in that disaster declaration. But what this SBA program does is it allows for the revenue or the profits that you have lost due to the coronavirus situation to be reimbursed on a loan basis by the federal government. So these are really, they can be stretched out across long repayment terms. I think it's 3.75% is the interest rate for a traditional for-profit business. If there's a nonprofit out there that is also struggling, they have a separate interest rate of 2.75%. But you're not getting just a blank check with this loan. You have to show the revenue or the profits that you have lost, or the operating capital that you have lost due to this coronavirus situation. So you'll probably have to give them a couple of years of cash flow history. And then you will get the loan for the gap. So if you're 2019, I'm just going to make up numbers. If you made $100,000 in 1 month in 2019, and you've only made $50,000 in that same month of 2020, that $50,000 gap is what you would be eligible for through the SBA program.
You can give some idea of the length these loans would be for?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's more on, I'd have to look at the details. I can't say for sure. Okay. on the air. And again, this is something that it's just been kind of released for Nebraska late last week. We're trying to understand the program. Our office, we're willing to help walk people through the office, or even connect you with other people that have a better handling of this. We have a colleague over in Allen, Nebraska. His name is Kevin Connett. And he said, he reached out to me right away when I sent that email yesterday and said, we went through this program in 2008 as a part of the financial crisis. And so he personally has experience navigating that SBA economic injury disaster loan program. And so he's another resource in Northeast Nebraska that we can tap on. Nebraska Business Development Center works a lot with the SBA folks and our local lenders. I think all of our local lenders are SBA approved lenders. And so they can work with us too. So, and that's another thing that we don't want to shy away from. If you have a great relationship with your banker, this is the time that you need to continue that great relationship and communicate with them. Let them understand what your situation is. I think they will probably be willing to make some sort of concession on a case-by-case basis. I can't guarantee anything from our lenders, but I think the biggest key right now is communicating with them and communicating what your situation is, what the outlook might be, how they can help you. We all understand that this is a very tough time. This is not anything that we ever anticipated when the calendar rolled over in 2020, but we want to help. And so there's a lot of different ways that we as the chamber can help, but also your current lenders can also help too.
Just be aware. Don't get too depressed. There is help out there.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's been some chatter about what's going on, during the debate in Washington as to whether or not there's going to be some federal assistance. I haven't looked through the details of what the state package is, if there's going to be anything that trickles down for local businesses from the state package. I know the legislature was muddling through that in a very short 3-day emergency kind of reconvening this week. So when we get more details about either the state or federal assistance programs, we'll try and communicate that with the community as well. We've upped just at our office, we've been trying to make calls to different places, really trying to identify places that might be at risk. Because there are some places that, you know, they've got enough operating that they can operating cash, they can maybe weather this a little bit better. And there are others that don't. And we understand that. And we hold no preconceptions about anybody who might need assistance. This is a all hands on deck kind of situation. And I think that's what we need to take it as a community. We're all in this together. Every community, every state, every country in the world is being faced with a very unprecedented situation with this coronavirus. And we just want everybody to understand that we want to be as much of an assistance as maybe the other stakeholders in the community, whether it's the banks or other businesses or your patrons or whoever it might be.
I won't ask you to name names, but have you been contacted by anyone in particular?
Yeah, we have. And okay. So we've been trying to address that as they come in, or if we make a phone call and they say, I'm glad you called, we've been trying to muddle through that mm-hmm. as best we can. Sometimes it's just people want somebody to talk to. I mean, and I completely understand that. It's really, really difficult to go through this situation. It's like, especially in a business where you've put your heart and soul into it. I mean, small business owners, this is their livelihood. This is something that they eat, breathe, and sleep with. And to have it threatened in such a unique way is really, really scary. And it's, I think with this whole entire coronavirus situation, we've all come to terms with it in a different way, and we will come to terms with it at different times. And, you know, I kind of tried to absorb it as best I could. And I've been telling everybody this, and maybe you all think I'm really, really kind of lame, but when I lost March Madness in the Masters, it kind of became real to me. But it's allowed me to move forward. And how do we start helping people? Because this situation is so impactful on everybody, and we want to move forward with them. And there is going to be a day where we can say this, we've put this past us. I want everybody keep remembering that this is not a permanent thing. I know that the next, you know, weeks or months or whatever it's going to be, it could be very, very painful, or, you know, and for some people it might be debilitating, or whatever you want to, however you want to say it. But we want people to know that the community of Wayne has always been very supportive in any situation. And I think in this situation was where we're going to really show how supportive we are as a community in a very tough situation.
Yeah, that's one of the scarier things, is you just don't know how long it's going to last.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing, if people need help, on the business side especially, reach out to our office. If there's resources that you think that we might be able to connect you with, give us a call, send us an email. If you just want to yell at somebody, trust me, I've done it before for people in bad situations where I will just sit on the other end of the phone and let you vent. And that's okay. I completely understand the need for that. I think that's, I kind of assimilate being an economic developer as kind of being a pastor. For businesses, the religion of capitalism, there's booms and busts, and there's times that we all celebrate, and there's times that we need to yell at each other, or just listen to, concerns or complaints of the time. So please be willing to reach out to us. We want to try and listen as best we can. And if we can help you, we will.
Well, you know, one thing that came to my mind, Ace Hardware is getting ready to open. Have you heard from them as far as?
They're still on track. One thing that I know they're really concerned about, the limits, you know, if the state of Nebraska would kind of really put their foot down and say, we cannot have anything open, then they would be in a different timeline, I think. But as far as I've been told up through last week, they are still on the same timeline. Mm-hmm. I haven't been given an official date. I think one day the lights are just going to be on, the doors will be unlocked, and they'll be cash in the till ready for customers. So, you know, as a community, if you're trying to look forward to something, keep looking forward to that date when the store lights are on and you can just go in and start shopping. I did look through the store. I met with Brandon Hall, who's going to be the store manager out there. Very excited about how the store is coming together. I'd say about half of the store is maybe a little over half is going to be the Ace Hardware traditional stuff, the outdoor stuff, the tools, the do-it-yourself home project stuff. If you look, the other smaller half is going to be kind of on the north side of the building, and it's going to be a lot of the home goods stuff. You know, they've been putting some pictures up. They showed the toy aisle, and I think, you know, there's already more toys there than there was in Shopko. And maybe I'm not really good at the depth perception, but it just felt like they've already got more toys there than Shopko did. And it's just, you know, that's exciting for me, because there's so many little things that once Shopko disappeared, you started realizing like, wow, I wish I could still get that here. Again, I don't want to promise that they're going to have every single thing that you need, but they're going to have quite a bit. And so 26,000 square feet, there's a lot of area to fill up, and yeah. I think they're going to use just about every square foot to their advantage.
Well, somewhere along the line, I heard they were going to be doing Hallmark. Is that accurate?
I'm not sure. I'd have to double check with Steve and Mike McManigal and the rest of the investors, or even with Brandon now, as he's kind of running the con with the management side.
Okay, that'd be good for me.
Okay.
I've always been a big Hallmark fan. But anyway, ever since Final Touch closed up, I haven't had a Hallmark store in town.
So. Well, I don't think Final Touch is officially closed.
Well, for that part.
Right.
The gift part is closed.
Right. Another thing that we just want to promote, we know that with everything going on with COVID-19, it may seem like you just want to hole up at your home and just kind of shut off from the world. And we understand that there are folks that probably should do that because they're vulnerable.
Right.
If something would change with the situation in the state or even our local community as far as the spread of the virus, yes, then you need to probably shut your door and hole up. But as for now, there's a lot of places that are still open for business. And even the businesses that have kind of changed their hours or changed their approach to how they interact with customers, we still need to support them. Now more than ever, we need to be very strong and very vigilant on the shop local now. There are a lot of ways that you can support local businesses without even leaving the confines of your home. We're going to be running some stuff probably here on the radio and with our local media partners just to kind of remind people of the ways you can do that. I got a list here in front of me. One thing we want you to do, you know, if you can order online or by phone, do that. And we're not just even talking restaurants. There's been a lot of chatter about the restaurants and the bars and the fact that they have kind of shuttered their doors and have gone to a delivery only or a drive-through or a curbside pickup. There are a lot of other businesses that have shut down because they want to respect, you know, the patrons that might be the most vulnerable, or respect their employees at the same time. And we still need to support them. So reach out to the owners and operators, call them. If you need to buy something from them, do it over the phone or online if you can. It's a great way to make sure that they still have a little bit of cash flow, even though their typical foot traffic is not coming through the front door. I mean, that's the crazy thing about our virtual world now. I mean, the number of people that are on Zoom, I mean, the poor company is probably almost to the breaking point, but it just shows that we can do a lot from the comfort of our desk or our couch. If you can buy a gift card, gift cards have a funny knack of providing a cash infusion for a business immediately. And if you are able to wait until later on after this situation is kind of passed, you actually help that business tremendously because there's even like studies about the number of gift cards that we forget in our wallets and they expire. And that's just a pure profit margin for a business. So let's use those same principles now. Buy gift cards from our local businesses and just forget about them. Just leave them in your wallet and not worry about them because those businesses need that cash infusion right now. Like I said, this is their livelihood. And if they can't take home a paycheck, then their families at home, they might not be able to go to the grocery store and keep buying groceries. They might not be able to get gas. They might not be able to do a lot of things. So really, really try and do some different things. For those of our media partners, we're trying to promote that you still need to buy advertising. I know that the first thing that you want to think to do is to shut off all the marketing dollars, but we need to keep plugging away with advertising too. Maybe you get really creative with your advertising, or if you have a little bit more cash in your back pocket, maybe buy an ad from the radio or the newspaper for no reason other than to say hi to everybody in town and we're all in this together. I mean, it sounds kind of hokey, but this is the type of stuff that's actually going to make some waves on the bottom line of our small businesses, and they're going to be able to survive till tomorrow. Buying subscriptions. I don't know if there's a lot of places in town that have like the boxed subscriptions that are available. I think of the one company in Lincoln, the Bulu Box Company. If somebody does anything like that here in town, let us know and we will really promote it here, because subscription boxes, people put it on the credit card, they forget about it and they just keep getting the box. But you as a business still keep getting the money. So if that's something that we can do locally, it's a great way to keep cash flow coming in. And then for the people receiving the box or the subscription, whether it's the paper or some other fun stuff in a box, you have something to look forward to. And let's face it, right now we need everything that we can get to look forward to, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or 6 months from now. We want something to look forward to. The social media is a great way to get to people outside of our community. The first four are very localized, but outside the community, you can use social media to tell their story. Liking, sharing, commenting on your favorite businesses is a great way to help tell their story to the larger world. We've all got connections way far outside of Wayne, and maybe you'll see something on a social media share that you really like that is available here in town, and people can still order that online, or they can still make an appointment and have the service completed. So try to promote through social media also. Another thing that, you know, to self-promote here, Chamber Bucks. All of our chamber members can use Chamber Bucks in their business, whether it's for a good or a service. So if you want to support your local businesses and chamber members, a great way is to contact us at the office. We can do small orders, large orders, whatever it needs to be for Chamber Bucks. And then you can go and spend those around the community just like you would cash, as long as it's with our chamber members. And so those come in $5, $10, or $20 increments. Again, that's an immediate cash infusion for that business that receives the Chamber Bucks. So they can go to the bank and cash it, and it'll go right into their account. So I think that's something that we want to promote too, is the Chamber Bucks. The last thing, make donations. If there was a time that we need to pay it forward, it is right now. All the people that are being really generous through the years are the local businesses. They're the ones that donate to nonprofits. They donate to the local benefits. They donate to the sports teams, to the local organizations, whatever it might be. They're the first ones that are asked, and they very rarely say no. And so I think we need to kind of pay it forward and say thank you to those businesses in any way, shape, or form that we can, whether it's the six things that I outlined or just dropping off a check. I mean, I've heard stories of that already where people just drop off a check and say, just take this. I need to help. I want to help in some way. Just take it. And I think that is the type of community commitment that I know Wayne can do, because there are some of us that yeah, we got a little bit extra laying around, but we want to help. And even if it's $10, you don't know how big of a friend you're going to make from a business owner who might need just 10 bucks to get by till next month. So whatever we can do, we need to support local, and not just, I don't want to discredit the restaurants. I know they're really hurting. The bars are really hurting, but all of our local businesses are hurting too, because when we all want to just stay home and hide from the virus, they're all struggling to keep their doors open because they rely on the foot traffic that we provide, the internet traffic that we provide, or even just the face-to-face interaction that we provide to those owner operators or the frontline people at those places. So if we can support local now, I think we're going to do a hashtag support local now. And we're copying out of the Wall Street Journal, but support local now. I can't say it enough.
All right. Are we about done?
Or yeah, I know. Sorry, I got on my soapbox again.
I was going to say, you can take your soapbox and go now.
Sorry, Dan.
That's all right. No, that's fine. Are there any other areas we need to touch before you say goodbye?
I just want to say thank you to all the frontline people, whether you're in storefronts, whether you're at the hospital, whether you're a first responder or police department or the city guys out and about trying to, you know, like the last week when the lights were going off, you know, those frontline people really do make a huge difference and protect the rest of us. And they are the essential ones. And, you know, like grocery store employees are considered essential right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to being out there. You are inherently at a greater risk because you are on the front line. So thank you for keeping the community going in your way. And again, support local now, please.
All right. I guess bottom line, take precautions, but we need to take care of each other too.
So. Absolutely.
Well, Luke Virgil, thank you. We'll talk to you again sometime. By the way, Luke came out to see me. We're keeping our 6 feet distance in this interview, but he's actually in the building. So.
Yep.
I'm glad somebody still comes to see me.
Anything we can do to help.
All right. Luke Virgil again for The View from Wayne America.
In the event you missed any portion of today's program, or if The View is broadcast at a time that is not convenient, you can now hear a podcast of The View on our website. Under Community, select the Podcast tab on WayneDailyNews.com.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC. The View from Wayne.